For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Surveys measure almost everything today, from politics to customer satisfaction. But these days, at the website candystore.com, it's America's favorite Christmas candies that are of paramount concern. Favorites range from candy canes in Maine to Starburst in Hawaii, but in the Palmetto State, the big winner is a classic. M&Ms are what South Carolinians love to munch, according to the website's survey. We checked with two Columbia candy stores, and while M&Ms were not the very top sellers, Chris Heinley of the Peanut Man said they're still a big force in his business.
We do sell a lot of M&Ms. We sell the solid color M&Ms, but as far as prepackaged M&Ms, you know, in the convenience store, I can see that, but we're more of a specialty candy shop, so that may not be one of our biggest sellers, but I can see why M&Ms would be a big seller.
Heinley makes a lot of custom candies in his shop and said he makes good use of M&Ms in his creations.
Oh, yeah. A lot of red and green M&Ms, sure. And we put it in our bark, too. So as we make white chocolate or dark chocolate or peppermint bark, we'll splash some green and red M&Ms there because it kind of sets it off and it looks good as a gift.
Over at Rocket Fizz, manager Latoya Davis sells a lot of M&Ms, but said her top item is
Reese's of any type. The pieces, the big cups, the king size, just Reese's. I guess because you get the best of both worlds, that chocolate and that peanut butter, so you're getting two fixes at one time. I think that has something to do with it.
Both managers believe people like a mixture of sweet and salty flavors at Christmas, such as chocolate-covered nuts or pretzels. Davis said that combined taste would account for South Carolinians' love of M&Ms.
I think it's the hard candy shell plus the chocolate. Like I said, it's usually a marriage of two things, like not necessarily like a pure Hershey bar. One of our good sellers is like a Hershey cookies and cream or a Symphony bar. So to me, it just seems like they like the marriage of two separate things together in a candy.
Perhaps because of this taste for combinations, Davis said peanut M&Ms outsell the plain variety.
Now that one we can't keep in at all. The plain, I think we have a crispy and a mint. They sell, but not as often, but the peanut M&M is a good seller.
Angie Gahagan was shopping recently for candy gifts for friends and family. She said when she's buying for herself,
I want something sweet and savory, so the perfect choice for me is going to be some type of chocolate-covered nut. Pecans are my favorite, and I love dark chocolate as well.
Gahagan expanded on the subject of dark chocolate.
Another favorite, and it would probably be my favorite, dark chocolate peppermint bark. That is my weakness. We all love that, and that's something that we enjoy, especially this time of year. And we kind of overindulge because we know it won't be around all the time. And I always love to find that in my stocking.
Gahagan was in line with the survey because it showed peppermint bark as South Carolina's second favorite Christmas candy. Last year's champion in South Carolina was Pez, which Davis and Heinley both said made sense because it combines candy with a small toy, which kids like. As for next Christmas, Davis predicted this year's champ would stand.
M&Ms. That's the first thing my children go to. All of them. Because there are so many options. You can get the caramel. You can get the mint. You can get the ones with the peanuts. I think those fit well in a stocking. I think we'll sell a lot of those. We'll end up putting those by the register. Anything kind of small. Because you can buy several things and it just looks fuller. And of course, kids, you just see more.
Davis's children seem to have a popular attitude. When it comes to one's favorite Christmas candy,
that's the best thing for them. More. More is always better.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.